Good morning, everyone. Good morning, welcome. As we gather together up here this morning to continue in our time of fellowship and worship, I'm going to read the last section of Isaiah chapter 61. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exult in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me with a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as the garden causes the things sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations.
Every chain is breakable with you. multiply your love through us to the lost and the least. Let us be your healing hands, your instruments of peace. And may our simple purpose be to imitate your life through our simple words and deeds.
Your love through us. my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness and your only Lord. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Sing, we wholly trust. We wholly trust in Jesus' name. We do, we do. We wholly trust in Jesus' name.
Father, and it's because you are perfect. You are perfect in all of your ways. And that is, as we cling to you, that's what makes us who we are. And so as we sang in these songs about multiplying love, about finding ourselves in you, even when darkness seems to cover your face, God, we thank you, thank you, thank you for who you are, and thank you that it is love that you are drawing us ever deeper into, so that we can be a blessing to this world, so that we can love those that are near to us and those that are far to us, that we can be love even in the midst of our own storms. With that in mind, God, we come before you this morning with our prayer list here at Zion, with our concerns. And God, I know that there are many things that we could pray about that are not on this list. Many aches of the heart, many sicknesses, diseases, conditions that are not on this list. And we know that there are many here that carry them in their hearts this morning. But we're going to pray for the ones that are here. God, we lift up to you Harold Godshaw, who at this moment is dealing with cancer, pancreatic cancer. Just be with Harold. And God, I pray that you'd be with Joni, his wife, as they together go through this. I pray that they would know your peace even now in this moment, and that they would know your peace in an ongoing way. We pray for Kay Nixdorf and Ray, as Kay is healing from another knee surgery. God, we pray that all the things that were done wrong in the first surgery would be made right, and that you would bring healing so that she can have her mobility again. And just pray with Ray that you would give him a servant's heart as he takes care of her. We pray for the Davis family as they stand beside Brian in his health and his health issues. Just pray that you would be with them and they would know your peace too. We also pray for little Emma Gring, who broke her arm and needed surgery this past week. Just pray that you'd be with her as she heals. Just pray that she would just, even in the midst of this recovery, as she always is, such a peaceful and loving little girl, just pray that her love for you would grow and her service for you would be known by people and seen by people. We pray for Dale Whitmer, who this morning is with us. He's recovering from surgery to his elbow. Just pray that the healing would go very well. We also just pray for Mary Bell Showers' family as she went to home to be with you on September 7th. Just pray that they would know your peace in this time of grieving. And just thank you that Mary Bell, who's your name was on her lips always. Whenever I was around her, she would always say your name with much regularity. And we just thank you for Mary Bell and her life. We pray for those also, as we speak about people who have come to the end of their life and are with you now. We also thank and praise you, God, for the new life that is coming to our church. Pray for Bob and Kelly Carr as they await the coming of baby Carr here very soon, probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Just pray that you'd be with them as their household adjusts to that. Pray for Alicia and Ken Engel, who are expecting a baby next March. Just be with them as they expand their family. And pray for Nate and Rebecca Erb, who also are expecting next March. Just be with them as they expand their family as well. And also with the Shannons, with Jerry and Christy, who are with us this morning. As Christy is expecting, just pray that you'd be with them in that process, just that as they, again, add another to their number, just be with them in that. And God, we thank you for the ways that we're involved in worldwide missions. Just pray for the Shepherd family, for CPI. Just pray that you'd be with them and all the work that they do all around the world. Be with Deanne Zimmerman, who is in Thailand working at the school. Just be with her and her colleagues as they minister to the students. And be with Mark and Kristen Cody as they're here today and for an extended leave here at home. Just pray that this would be a time of rejuvenation and peace, a time to restore themselves and just have a time of relaxation and rest. Pray for Tiffany as she finishes up her medical schooling through Victoria's Fund, and I believe she's getting married soon or just married. Just be with her in all of life's transitions. And God, we thank you for the way that your light makes inroads into the darkness. And as we heard about it this morning in Sunday school, how your light and your love through people who are willing to serve are coming into this world. And God, we pray that the worship of Yahweh would come to the dark places in the world where it is not right now, that the light would shine into the darkness through the multiplication of your love, as we heard about through the Shannon family this morning. But God, I pray for each and every one of us in our daily lives as we are on mission with you, that we would bring your love and light to this world, to hearts where it is not yet, and to places where it is not yet. We just pray all these things in your name. Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. It's great to see everybody. We have a lot of visitors here this morning. I don't know all of you, but it's great to have you here. If it's your first time or you've been here many times before, we're very glad to have you here at Zion. And we'll get to know each other maybe during our greeting, which we'll have in a few minutes. By way of announcements, just a heads up, next Sunday is our first kind of like, we're going to have our first teaching Sunday school. We've had Sunday school now for two Sundays. We had Mark and Kristen share this past Sunday. Jerry and Christy were sharing this morning about their work in Ethiopia, and they're looking forward to their work in Turkey. But next Sunday, we're going to be starting a series called Life Calling. And so that'll be next Sunday, September 24th. So come out. It's a great time. Lots of discussion usually and some solid Bible teaching. Also, Millersville Parade, October 14th. Set that out in your calendar. It's a great time. We often, as you know, we often have a baked goods table for people to come and get some food to eat and some warm drinks. So that's often a very good time. I remember one year we had snow during the parade, so who knows what this year's weather will be like, but lots of fun, and put that in your calendar. Coming up, we will be having Bible presentations to some of the kids, first grade and middle school kids. So that's often a great thing to have them have their own Bibles, and we're looking forward to that. Also, painting with the church building, we can still be painting late into the fall. Often we have warm days and cool nights, so if there's any way that you can help paint, let Mike Shirley know, and we need painters. Mike and Roger and Dale have done a large amount of the painting so far, and we thank them for that. But if you can help, if you can, you know, see some time in your calendar that you could do that, that would be great to do. So I believe that is all of my announcements. Steve, if you want to come on up.
Thank you, Matt. That's great. Welcome, everyone. This is a special day because we have the Shannons here, and I just want to say a word about that. Jerry is going to preach for us. And that's exciting. But some of you may not know, Mary Bell's daughter-in-law is here. Wave your hand, Sherry. Sherry has been somebody who's been a great help in connecting us as a church with Mary Bell, especially in those times when she was weaker near the end. And they lived together. Sherry's husband, Gary, who is one of Mary Bell's three children, built a home right on their property, right next to theirs, where Mary Bell and her husband lived, and then Mary Bell after her husband was infirmed. So it's a great family. We had a wonderful service on Wednesday. It was great Mary Bell at 91 certainly lived a long life of great love for God and just exuded that in every way and loved the children. Many of us who went Christmas caroling just remember how special it was to be with her and how much she loved the children. So we honor Mary Bell. We miss her. Mary Bell was so, you know, as a pastor, we go visit people who are confined in their homes, and I think I left a lot more encouraged from Mary Bell than she was encouraged by me. She just had such a great faith, so we honor her memory. We have a college student today. I met her, Sabrina. Good to have you. Maybe there's others out there. Make sure you get introduce yourselves to us. We're thrilled to always have you here. I'd just like to say that why it's special whenever Jerry comes. There was a Vineyard church that started here in the area. Some of you are familiar with the Vineyard movement, started by John Wimber. I think I'm getting that right, Jerry, is that right? And one of our members, actually a former member, had become part of that church at one time. And I heard about this pastor that was coming down from New York. Is that right? Were you in New York? Okay, I'm getting this right. My memory's not the sharpest. And I was just telling Jerry today, I wondered about, whenever I hear there's a new pastor coming to town, I wonder what that person's going to be like. And Jerry, early on, became part of a pastor's prayer group that I've been part of for many years on Tuesday mornings, and there was just something about Jerry that I really, I don't know what the word is, but I just felt a lot of confirmation and closeness, and we just seemed to be on the same wavelength a lot, and we started getting together for coffee and outside of that group and just would kind of cry on each other's shoulders when we were going through some things. And so he became a very close friend of mine. And then when I heard about his call to go originally to start a church in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, later God showed him that it wasn't to start a church, it was to start a ministry that we've heard a lot about, and you'll see more of during the service here. And I don't want to take a lot of time, but I just want to say it's always a blessing. And now they're nearing the end of a furlough here, and because they're expecting another child, they're going to be living in the mission house right here in Millersville over on Crady Avenue. It was the parsonage to the Grace Evangelical Congregational Church on Crady Avenue. So they're going to be living at that home. They moved in this week, and they'll be here and having their baby at Women's and Babies. You'll have to give me directions to Women's and Babies to go over there and see, find out where you guys are. What's your due date, by the way? What is it? Oh, the 10th of October? Wow. It's coming up. Maybe you'll be there with the cars. We can visit two people at one time. I just want to say a word, too, about supporting them. Our church does support them with a modest amount each month through the year, but we also want to bless them, especially when they come to visit us like this. So if you're so led today, or you can still do this next week if you're not prepared today, we're receiving a special offering over and above what we give them in the budget. Just write anything like Ethiopia, Shannon's, Embracing Hope. Just designate your gift that way, and we'll see that it goes to their ministry. So we're thrilled about that. And now we take a few moments here. Let's give Jerry plenty of time, so let's not take the half the morning. For those of you that are visiting, I think one time we had visitors who thought the service was over when the greeting started, and they headed for the door. So this isn't over. We still are going to hear the word and hear more about Embracing Hope. But just take a few minutes to greet each other, and after that, the children will go downstairs.